Calvin Davis joins us for our weekly kōrero. Calvin Davis, MP for Taitokoro, MP for Children, sorry, Minister for Children and Minister for Corrections. Proud father and good lawnmower. Thank you for joining us today, Calvin. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale.
Good to catch up with you again. Thanks, Calvin. Okay, mate, firstly, what do you make of the New Zealand Māori Council taking a case to the Waitangi Tribunal, highlighting shortcomings in government's approach to the vaccine rollout? I spoke with Donna Hall earlier today. She said that they had a very high-level hui with Māori leaders and politicians, including yourself, I think, that was sort of instigated through Talafiti. She said it was wonderful. But what do you read into that decision by the council, Calvin?
Well, first of all, I'm not sure which hui she's talking about, because I have probably three or four high-level huis with iwi leaders every week and have done so for, you know, many months now. But look, people are entitled to go to the Waitangi Tribunal if they so desire. That's their decision, their right. And so, you know, if they want to go, they can go. We'll just carry on as a government trying to do the best we can to make sure that we get as many people vaccinated and we keep all of our people safe from the ravages of COVID.
Thank you. I also note through our news at Wātea that there's a new centre for children that was established via Te Whare Wānanga o Awarua Ārangi, and also an endowment in Sewardy Gardner's name as well. You were part of this last Friday. Can you shed some more light on it?
Yeah, look, this was a wonderful occasion. It was to honour Sir Widder Gardner. He received an honorary doctorate from Waikato University, because he's on the governing body of Te Whare Wānanga o Awanui Arangi. So, look, it was a beautiful occasion. Unfortunately, numbers were limited in person because of COVID, and because Sir Widder has a few health problems, and you know, his immunity is sort of a bit compromised. But look, it was lovely just talking about his 59-year public service record, from being a soldier in his teens right through to when he finished as the acting CE of Oranga Tamariki. I actually said in my little part, I feel a bit inadequate in that for the first 58 years and 3 months of his public service career, I had very little to do with him, and it was only when he became the CE of Oranga Tamariki that I really got to know him in person. In that very short space of time, in the 8 or 9 months that he was with us, you know, I just came to admire and love the man. He was just so straight up, and he told me what needed to happen in OT, and he just gave me the confidence to really push through the changes that need to happen there to make Oranga Tamariki the organisation it should be. So, yeah, I'd just like to acknowledge him, and of course his wife, Hekia Parata, and their wonderful whānau as well. It was a wonderful occasion, and so befitting of a man who is just the consummate professional.
When are we likely to hear who will head the organisation Oranga Tamariki next?
Yeah, the process is in play, and you know, it shouldn't be too long. I'm hoping within the next week or so a decision will be made.
Thank you. Some concerns from Northland leadership. You might have heard the call, you might as well send up body bags, is what one tribal leader has said as well. With the opening of the borders, some saying it's more to do with allowing people to get to their holiday batches rather than protecting tangata whenua into Taitokoro. Is that overstating it? And what do you make of those critical of the moves that will effectively see the borders north from Tāmaki loosen?
Yeah, I think we should be saying send up the vaccines, because that's what's going to protect our people. Look, in the same time as we hear people complaining the borders opening, we're actually hearing people saying, look, it's about time, because my mental health is at the end of its tether. The other day we heard of somebody who unfortunately appears to have taken their own life because it just all got too much. So, you know, the government is in the middle of trying to balance everything up, and, you know, people are hurting regardless, and we're just trying to do our very best for everybody. There will be people, of course, that don't like any decision we make. We've been criticised if the boundary between Auckland and Northland had stayed closed. We're criticised if the boundary stays open. In fact, yesterday I had probably a half an hour long argument with a guy I know around the border openings. He doesn't like the thought that we'll have checkpoints, and he doesn't think that Māori wardens and iwi reps should be helping the police. And I said, well, you know, if you're one of the ones that were screaming for the border to be opened, we're doing what we can to ensure we keep people safe by having our people working on the checkpoints, but that wasn't good enough for him. So, you know, you just can't win. But what we're trying to do is make sure that that people are mentally well as physically well.
You've been pretty outspoken in your criticism of those people choosing not to get vaccinated. Are you happy to reiterate that stance this week as well, Kelvin?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we all know we're in the middle of a global pandemic. We all know the right thing to do to protect not just yourself, not just your whānau, but everybody around you is to get vaccinated. And, you know, there's no excuses anymore. All those people who say, oh, look, it's too far to go into town. Well, in the 8 or 9 months that vaccines have been available, you can't tell me that people haven't been into town and haven't driven past a vaccination clinic, or buses and vans have gone out to all the small communities to get people vaccinated. Now, people are just choosing now to say no. And we won't give up on them. It seems like they've given up on themselves. They've given up on their whānau, but we won't. We'll just keep trying to get them vaccinated. But I tell you, it is just so frustrating when we know that there's this disease that could kill you, and there is a very simple solution to staying well, and that's to get a vaccine. And people are deliberately choosing not to. And, you know, I fear for them and the people around them, because this is a virus of the unvaccinated. The people who are unvaccinated, they're the ones that will suffer the most, and it's just so avoidable.
Thanks. Just finally, I spoke with Ricky Houghton, well, a few weeks ago now, and he was building some pods for self-isolation should COVID hit families in the north. You're familiar with his community-led housing work and mahi he's been doing around Kaitaia for years. But what do you make of that? Because last week we had heaps of discussions about the difficulties we as people who live in multi-generational whānau and houses, the difficulties that are obvious should we need to self-isolate. Do you think that more of what Ricky is doing needs to be considered in other parts of the country, Colvin?
I think there's a whole range of things that need to happen, from self-isolation, but also people are now saying, well, if someone in our whānau gets unwell with COVID, we need to be taught how to care for them. What are the do's and the don'ts? And it's an issue I've raised with my colleagues at the highest level. And again, we'll be discussing today in Cabinet. You know, what is it that people do? How do you shower? How do you toilet people? How do you feed them? How do you keep others in the house safe? So there's a number of things that need to be done to make sure people are confident that they can look after their whānau member as well as they can, bearing in mind if things get really bad for them, that there's always, you know, call the ambulance and get them to hospital. But look, COVID is something that we're going to have to live with. Whether we were locked down for the amount of time we were, or locked down for 3 years, eventually COVID is going to come into New Zealand. And, you know, I still don't think the people who are anti-vax would get vaccinated. So the situation we're seeing now would have only, you know, just been delayed for whatever time until the borders, the international borders reopen. So, you know, I just keep encouraging people to get vaccinated.
And keep up that focus. We must all, as always, appreciate your kōrero each Monday morning. Thanks a lot, Kelvin. Have a good week.
Kia ora, Dale. Tēnā koe.
Kelvin Davis joins us each Monday morning. They've got some